by 2 points. Man, that was the game of the tournament so far, except for maybe that Dillingham-Minto game last night.
Yeah.
She misses the free throw, but it still puts 3 points on the board for Sandpoint. Dillingham's got the ball now over in the far corner.
She's kind of getting stuck there.
Yes. Double teamed up high was Lacey Andrew, and the ball tumbled out of bounds. It'll still be Dillingham possession. There's Gracie inside, stolen away as it slipped right through the hands of a Dillingham player. All the way up court was Overcash, lost the handle underneath and gave it to Holmberg, and she missed a little chippy from the right-hand side. Rebound by Lundgren and then put back in by Paige Lundgren.
That was Alexa Lundgren.
Was that Alexa?
Yeah.
Yeah, got touched by a lot of people. Stolen away right from the get-go by Overcash at about the mid-court line, and looks like they called an over and back. Turnover on Sandpoint. They're up 5-0 already. We've only got 1 minute into the game, and Coach Klaus wants to call a timeout for the JV. They want to talk it over just a little bit. Normally, we don't cover a JV game, a Dillingham JV game. Mm-hmm. This is a first for me. But we're glad to do it, and we hope people in Dillingham will get a chance to hear.
Everybody's listening in on KDLG and also in Sandpoint and those areas, too.
Yeah, why not? Why not do a JV game? I mean, we're happy to do it, aren't we? Did you wake up happy to do basketball today?
I did. I was excited to come in today.
Did you dream basketball last night or wake up in the middle of the night?
I wouldn't say I dreamed about it, but I got excited for sure.
Yeah, no, it's fun. We love high school basketball. Ball comes inbounds to Finkenbinder. Dribbles up top. She's under quite a bit of pressure. Goes down to Jackson. Jackson wants to bounce it inside, does so, and it's stolen away by Overcash, but then she takes a step without a dribble, so it's going to go back to Dillingham, and they'll get it underneath their own basket with 6:53 to go. Here, only a little over a minute gone by. Ball comes inbound. Jackson trapped. Everybody jockeying for the ball, and finally the Sandpoint team comes away with it, and Holmgren gets it and goes underneath and misses a layup, bobbled around, but she's fouled across the arm, and she's going to go to the line. She'll get a pair of them. That's two team fouls against our home team, which is, of course, the Dillingham Wolverines in their white uniforms with the blue and gold trim numbers. Ball shot up high, and I do mean high, and it came down a little bit too soon. Gravity took over on it, and it came down a little short, so she's going to get another chance. 5-0, Sandpoint. You know, it's always problematic when you have a varsity older players against the younger players that are just kind of learning the game of JV. Sometimes it's a really good learning opportunity for a JV team. This is the second shot, still 5-0. So we'll see what the Dillingham JV girls can do. It's a good experience for them. They turn it over up high on the bounce pass again, and here comes Holmgren, and she turns it over on the right-hand side as she tried to dribble down to the baseline. So we've had a lot of turnovers so far, a little bit of scoring. Dillingham hasn't really gotten any good shots yet, have they, Kendra?
No, they haven't. Score 0-5 right now, for sure.
Yeah, Sandpoint's pressuring up high, and Dillingham can't get the ball past that point guard position. Once again, they did get one pass there to the wing on the right side, and she took a couple steps under pressure. That pressure's pretty withering out there from Sandpoint.
Got to get that spacing.
And they're not giving them a free pass, mm-hmm. and the spacing's important. Here comes Holmgren. She loves to go down that right side. She had an open shot and missed it. Ball bobbled a couple times, went out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Sandpoint right underneath their basket as Overcash is there. Bounce pass into Holmberg, and she busts another three. She loves that angle.
Yeah, she does.
I'm not sure it matters which side.
She's made one.
She's made one now from each side.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she did in the fourth quarter yesterday.
Okay, Lopez down low for a...
Finally got it into there. Lopez down low.
Yeah. Nice.
Missed a layup, turned around and got it back and did the right thing, kept the ball up high and laid it back in. Dillingham on the board now, 8-2. And Lopez was fouled, so that's a and one. She's going to go to the line, get an opportunity. Didn't she change the color of her hair?
I'm not sure.
I hardly recognized her because she's blonde now. And I remember her as not being a blonde. but I'm not here all the time. 8-2. So I had to look at her number and her name. Nice entry pass inside. And Holmberg again. 10-2 now as Sandpoint stretches out their lead a little bit. Jackson on the far side. Just inside of the three line misses it, but Dillingham's there for the rebound. And Logan shot it up, missed it. Here we go back and forth, and Lopez again. She's tall and powerful underneath there. If she can catch the ball in the right position, she can score. She's fouled again. She'll go to the free throw line. We're at 5-10 now. First quarter of play, first game in 8 games today.
First off,
can you announce 8 games in a row?
I guess we'll see at the end of the day.
Well, the good news is you won't have to.
That's true.
Yeah, because we won't do all of them, but close. We'll do 3 or 4 to start the day here. Second shot is up, rattles around a bit, but won't go. Dillingham got in the lane really fast, and I think a little bit too fast. Jackson got in there and got the rebound on the missed shot, but she called for getting over the line before she was supposed to. So it's going to go to Sandpoint, and Gunderson will bring it all up and look inside. And once again, Paige Lundgren just turns around and lays it in. She's tall and strong.
Yeah, she's got some height.
She's strong.
Yeah.
Knows how to set the angle in there. 12-3 now, Sandpoint lead.
Finkenbinder down on the floor.
Man over to Finkenbinder. She hit the ground. There's a little bit of, I don't know, really contact, but some, I guess. And she is going to be awarded to Dillingham underneath their own basket. I think there was a foul called on the play. That's 3 team fouls on Sandpoint. But Dillingham inbounded it right to a Sandpoint player. I don't know what happened there. Somebody went colorblind for just a second. 12-3 is our score. You know, when you see JV teams, I mean, a lot of things happen, right? Mm-hmm. What can you say? You see things you don't normally see.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's fun.
It's
fun,
fun
to watch.
Yeah.
It's like the funnest basketball to watch is middle school kids. Cause they get,
and
maybe even elementary, because they get so excited when they make one.
Mm-hmm.
Sandpoint turns it over on the far side on a little bit of a risky pass to the sideline, stepped on the line. 12-3, 4:33 to go. Sandpoint in control. Finkenbinder trying to drive the left-hand side. She picked up a dribble in a really tough spot, but Jackson bails her out. We go up top to Logan. Amber Logan, and we're going to go back inside to Logan right in at the free throw line. She pops it back outside to Finkenbinder, who yo-yos on the left side. Over to Grace, and back again. A lot of passes, but none of them are going the right direction towards the basket. Finally, they try to make an entry pass to Lopez. She can't get it. Ball goes out of bounds, but tipped off of a Sandpoint player. 3 for Dillingham JV and 12 for the Sandpoint girls in this early morning game. Kids look like they're ready to play. Once again, they passed it right into the Sandpoint
right
girls.
Right into their hands there. Just Holmberg
right
to them.
Yeah, a couple dribbles, one pass, and Holmberg lays it in again.
That Holmberg crew is really scoring it up today in the first quarter.
Yeah, they can score. We saw that yesterday at the end of the game. We felt it was there the whole game, and we said we expected it, and then finally in the end, they didn't disappoint. Amber Logan has a little 10-footer that comes up a little shy, and it's pulled away by Gunderson. She's trying to come up the floor here on the right-hand side. She wants to go over to Holmberg for that three-pointer, but it's tipped out of bounds. Score 14 for Sandpoint and 3 for the Lady Wolverine JV. There's Holmberg. She stepped back. She kind of looked down at her feet, stepped back, and bombed another one. That one was straight away from the corner. 17-3 now as the lead stretches out. Foul called on the other end. There was a pass towards Jackson, and there was a little bit of a reach across the arm type foul contact. That'll be the 14th foul against Sandpoint. Ball will be inbounded on the far side. Front of the Sandpoint bench. Sandpoint in their blue. It's not a navy blue and it's not a royal blue. I'm not sure what you call it. You would know for sure.
I would say that's just like a dark royal blue, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful color, mm-hmm. and they have black numbers outlined by white. Good-looking uniforms.
Yeah, they're not bad.
And, you know, everybody's kind of got matching shoes except for Paige, and she wears those bright red shoes. That helps the announcers when somebody does that.
Yeah, it does.
You don't have to look at the numbers.
I didn't think about that until I started doing, you know, even
ball, with it. Ball inbounds, but it's on the floor. Dillingham continues to have trouble on that inbounds pass. Finally gets over to Finkenbinder.
She tries. She's not too well with the Wolverines here.
No.
Nice shot by Finkenbinder.
No, but in this case, it's one of those
no, yeah.
Finkenbinder makes a 10-footer. 17-5, and we go inside to Holmberg again. She's racking them up. And finally, Klaus calls a T.O., baby. He says, we got to talk about that. We're giving her too many easy shots. 19-5 now. 2:28 to go first quarter. 19-5, standpoint. Yeah, you know, to me, one of the keys of a team sport, and maybe all sports, certainly not golf, and, you know, I talk about golf a lot, mm-hmm. but tennis, too, and a lot of sports, what you try to do is to take away what the other team wants to do. If you can figure out what is the strong suit of a basketball team and you say, I take that away, then they've got to try to reinvent themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You certainly don't want Holmberg catching the ball right underneath the basket with nobody on her all day long. It's too easy, right?
Yeah.
It's too easy. You want to make them, you know, if she has to go out there and make a three, that's another thing, you know. You make a three with a hand on you in front of you, that's another thing. But not to give her layups. And that's what John was getting at there, is we've got to D up on her, or she'll just keep scoring. She could score all day long, right? 19-5, we're on the other end. Jackson takes a long three, goes high off the glass, and it's pulled away by Gunderson. Here we go down the court, try to go to Holmberg, and it goes out of bounds. They got maybe a little greedy that time. Wing it down the court. And it was a little bit too greasy to handle. 19-5.
Finkenbinder's
going to get it. Jackson's got it on the base. Oh, that shot looked good, but it rattled around
there's
twice and came out.
There.
Holmberg ahead of everybody.
Holmberg gets another layup on them.
Lays it in.
On the scoreboard there.
Klaus is on his feet. I see his mouth going, and like I say, I don't think he's praying over there. He's chewing somebody out. You gotta get on tied up at the top with Finkenbinder, and I'm not sure which way the arrow's pointing. Now it's going to go to Sandpoint, Dillingham, another turnover. You've got to get somebody on Holmberg all the time.
No one's on
right
now.
Here goes Paige. Paige goes in for the layup, and she misses it, but she somehow got it back. It went off of a Wolverine player. Then she got it back, and they called a jump ball as Lopez tied her up. 21-5. Arrow that time was going to Dillyberg. So Finkenbinder at the top. We've got a Finkenbinder on the varsity, too.
Joanna Mann with this one.
Ball laid in on a beautiful pass, and Klaus says, hey, that's there all day long, man. Why don't you look for that? Because that was an easy one. 21-7. I think I could have made that one. On the other end, we've got a few subs in. Wilson's in.
She just got that rebound.
She had a little rebound, missed a shot on the baseline. Here comes Finkenbinder. She must be a lefty. I don't know.
She
dribbles with both hands. I like seeing that. But another bad pass, and Gunderson ripped it away. And luckily for Dillingham, they had a travel called as Overcast got a little ahead of herself and didn't get the dribble on the floor. So 21-7. We want to say hi to everybody out in Sandpoint, don't we?
Heck yeah.
We don't know y'all, but we feel by now we feel like we should. We're sure enjoying having your teams here and watching your
great
girls
watch
and your boys. Your boys have really put on a show yesterday, and they played two games, won them both by big margins. And I was just talking to the coach of the boys, and he said that three of the boys are not feeling up to speed this morning.
Oh, darn.
He's just a little concerned. They're not violently sick or anything, but I hope it wasn't anything they ate Dillingham.
That's always a bummer when you're on a trip like that, dang.
Yeah, and they've got a game. They've got a kind of an easier game against our JV, and then they've got a big game tonight against our varsity, Dillingham varsity. 21-7, ball goes out of bounds as Sandpoint misses a 20-footer. 23 seconds is all we have. 21-7 is the score. Sandpoint comfortably in the lead. They scored first, and they've just kind of extended gradually their score. Here comes Finkenbinder. She gets around three players and makes a beautiful pass. And Mann makes another one. That's two in a row for her. Well, there's nobody on her.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. And they all kind of come out to take the dribbler, and then Mann's alone down there. So that's good for Dillingham. They scored two unanswered there. 21-9. You know, you don't worry quite as much about winning and losing in a game like this. You would like to see, you know, I'm a philosophical man. I would like to see both teams play well and feel good about the way that they played.
And
learn some things.
Have some fun with
it. And maybe even above all else, meet some new people, make a friend.
Yeah, some memories.
And have a good memory
game,
and get closer to your teammates because you won. The idea for JV is sort of the same philosophy I always had for middle school runners. Some years I'd have 50 runners out. They weren't all great runners, obviously, but I wanted them to enjoy themselves and to push themselves and to be learn a little discipline and a little fitness,
mm-hmm.
maybe some nutrition ideas, and just feel a little better at the end of the season than when they started. Same thing here. You want these girls to get experience because this is the feeder program for the varsity. You want these freshmen and younger girls to enjoy basketball so much that they can't wait to get on the varsity. You played 4 years, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did play four years.
When you look back at your JV years, what do you think about that?
I had a lot of fun because it was a lot of playing time, so I was able to work on some things. But yeah, I had a lot of fun with it.
You grew a lot in physically, emotionally, and in your skills. Your skills were a lot more developed.
Yeah,
and it takes time. Basketball's reasonably complicated when you think about it. There's a lot to it.
It has, yeah.
Ball back in play. Sandpoint has it. Overcash. Dump inside the page, and she'll lay it in. Gosh, that right-hand layup position over there, they've probably made 10 of those. Well, maybe not 10, but 8. And then a couple or three balls. But that's, they're getting that too, way too much.
It's inside of Grace. It gets past
bad entry pass on the other end to Jackson. So here we go. Here comes the Holmberg. She goes to that right side, pulls up on the three-point line, tries to go into Overcash, stumbles to the ground. And I think if you're on the ground with both feet off and you're rolling around, I could make that call.
I'd call that.
So it turns over. Dillingham's going to get another chance. And we've got Dre in there. Dre makes a long pass. Easier to make a short pass than a long pass. And that one was just too high, and she couldn't get a handle on it. So lots and lots of turnovers. Passing is more complicated than you think. Paige on the other end from 10 feet, a little bit long.
Rebound by Caden Stray there.
Yeah.
Drives down the court on the left side.
Gray pulls it away. She goes left hand, right hand, and then pulls up. Yeah, she pulled up and held it, and then it fell out of her hands, and that was a double dribble. 23-9, another turnover. What I'm trying to say is that when you're learning to pass, you get a feel for eye contact so that the recipient knows it's coming, and then you learn how far you can pass it, so you don't make those big, high, droopy-looking passes that get picked off.
A short, crisp pass,
bounce pass, or a chest pass is going to get the job done instead of a big, long one. You have to learn that. There's a feel for that.
And the coach
can say all that they want about it. There's a feel for that. Turned over on the Sandpoint end again, 23-9. Dillingham's got another chance. Goes to Jackson, I believe, on takes a long three. Looked good, didn't go. Hard rebound, chased down by Paige and Paige Lundgren. And Yeah, and it goes out of bounds. Dillingham's got it underneath their own basket, right-hand side. Here's Jackson. She tries to get it into Lopez. Goes to Mann. Ooh, it's bobbled around. Jump ball. Arrow's still going to Dilly. Dillingham. 6-12, second quarter. 6-12. Ball goes up high. It's knocked around by a couple of different players and pulled away finally by Holmberg, and she'll go all the way, give it to Wilson, and she'll miss a chippy, but if she gets her own rebound and brings it back out to Holmberg, she'll drive in and shoot it and make it. Wow.
Nice
ball. She went all the way around the key and kind of jump-hooked it. She didn't use the board there, the glass. She jump-hooked it, and it went in. 25-9 now. A lot of points for Holmberg. Dillingham throws it away on an entry pass down deep, and then there's a little bit of a foul. Oops, no, that's a travel. I thought that could have been a foul on Jackson as she reached around Ariana Wilson, but they called a travel. Okay. I guess we'll have to accept that.
Mm-hmm. We have Trina Finkenbinder checking in for the game, and also Paris Johnson, that's her first appearance.
Yeah, we've got Paris in there. Paris, as I called her. Remember her from elementary.
Jackson with a shot.
Jackson shoots from the side and banked it in. I don't know how she did that, but she did it.
She got it.
You don't see that all the time. I like seeing it. 25-11, very cool shot. And 5:13 to go. Ball goes out of bounds on the far end. Sam Point on a bounce pass was touched by a Dillinghammer. 25-11. Dillingham's got double figures now. There's a foul on the inbound pass as Holmberg was contested as she tried to catch the ball, and that's going to give, I think that'll be the fourth team foul on Dillingham. I look at the board to know that.
There.
Yeah, Finkenbinder stole the inbound pass. It was a bounce pass, not a very good one. No, you have to move towards the ball.
Towards the ball. I had a hard time learning that.
Yeah, you got to move towards the ball. That puts the defender behind you. Bounce pass from Finkenbinder is knocked away again. Tried to get it to Paris. And
Wilson there stepped out of bounds.
And then Wilson got it and stepped out of bounds. So. Yeah. It's too bad they don't give 1 point or half a point for turnovers. We have a high-scoring game.
Yeah.
Mann's got it.
Paris
goes inside to Paris.
Inside,
she takes
a foul.
That was a handy play. Paris caught the ball a little bit too far from the basket where she wanted to be, and she was able to turn around, put it on the ground, pick it back up, and get ready to shoot. That took a little bit of agility. Don't get any points for that, though. But she's on the free throw line, and she'll get a pair. And
first
she knocks down that first one, 25-12. Paris, what year in school is she? And we don't have that listed. You would know these things. She's only a freshman,
yeah.
Okay.
Ariana Wilson down low for the layup.
Wilson all the way, got a little too fast underneath the basket.
Finkenbinder bringing down the ball on the left side.
Finkenbinder's going the other way about 83 miles an hour, and somebody tried to slow her down.
Those Finkenbinders are fast, all those kids.
They stuck out the arm like a matador there. She ran into it, and they called a foul on it. Yeah, Finkenbinders are fast.
They got some speed.
It's a family trait?
I believe so, from what I'm seeing. I mean, I played with Reagan Finkenbinder, and she
could... She wrestled this year.
She did. She did a great job.
Yeah, I had a conversation with her about that. She really liked it. It was the first time she'd wrestled. It was her senior year, and she decided to wrestle. Did you ever think about doing that?
I've wanted to wrestle since, peewee, but my mom wouldn't let me.
You might have been good at that.
I thought it could have been okay.
You're strong. You're agile. Why not? Okay, Finkenbinder makes the first one. That gets Dillingham up to lucky number 13. She's eyeing the second one. It's up, and it's in. She made two free throws. Nice job. 25-14, Sandpoint lead with about half of the second quarter left to go, just over 4 minutes. Ball goes into Paige Lundgren once again. Easy little layup. Way too easy on that right-hand
right
side.
The glass there.
I think we've just got to figure that one out, Coach Klaus.
Amber Logan at the top with the ball.
Ball goes
into Lopez.
Yeah,
goes for the shot.
Lopez had it, and then Paris knocks it home. You know, Paris is she's contributing out there.
Yeah.
Ferris
coming
Johnson.
Off the bench.
Ferris Johnson knocks it home from about 12 right-hand side, and then Finkenbinder steals it away on the other end.
It's so exciting to see people come off the bench and just play some basketball, put some points on the board.
Yeah.
Sure.
Part of that is because you know how it feels.
I do,
You know how it feels to come in and take a shot, and you're kind of nervous, and then you see it go in. Boom, that's a great feeling. 27-16. I believe that's Finkenbinder on the line. Misses the first free throw and comes back to man. Then a bounce pass into Paris again, and she'll turn and shoot. A little bit too high off the glass. Ball loose on the floor. Grace picked it up. Finkenbinder
into
good pass into Paris again. Same shot again, and this one was hard off the glass again.
Taylor goes down there getting some D.
That was a little bit like Pete and repeat, and neither one of them would go. They were just too hard. And here we go on the other end. Guess what? Guess what? Lay up on the right-hand side. Holmberg again. I could call that and blindfolded. 29-16. Lead is stretching out. Finkenbinder's got a shot at it. Mann tries to chase it down, goes out of bounds. I think they thought that a Sandpoint drill touched him. Not the case. So they let it go out of bounds, and it's going to be Sandpoint ball. 29-16. Hope there's a few people awake in Sandpoint. I know there's people awake in Dillingham. I live here, and I saw them going to work.
Heck yeah.
29-16. Maybe in the workplaces around Dillingham, people might have the radio on listening.
My mom works at the City Hall, and she listens to the radio quite a bit, so they're probably listening.
Well, she's checking up on you. Little turnaround
probably.
Shot from Alexa Holmberg, and she missed it, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line with 3:02 to go in the second quarter. And I bet your mom's thrilled to hear you on the radio. First shot up and woefully short.
Yeah, my grandma's listening in too, I think.
Well, hi to everybody out there along the way, no matter where you might be on this cold Alaskan morning. Second shot is up, hard off to the right, but Paige is there. Paige Lundgren, she hovers on that right-hand side. She gets a rebound, and she's fouled when she puts it back. Couldn't get the shot to go, but that's going to send her to the line. She'll get a pair of them. And Sandpoint BTW has 18 fouls. Dillingham has 6. So the next one on Dillingham is going to create a 1-1 for Sandpoint, but I'm not sure it matters too much at this juncture. But second shot is up and good. That'll give them the big 3-0 on the board right now, 30-16. Sandpoint in control as we're closing in on the end of the first half. Gray picks it up at half court, and she's smothered by two Sandpoint girls and makes a bad pass over the sideline. You know, what do you do when you get trapped? Okay, the rest of the players have to come to you and fast.
Mm-hmm.
Come to the ball. Didn't happen, so she made a bad pass way over somebody's head. Here we go the other way. As Gunnarsson's got it, she'll make a pass to Paige Lundgren, who tried to drive in, and she's thwarted in that as she's knocked down. She's kind of, I don't know, that's not a limp. What is that?
I think it's a knee.
Oh, that's called a knee.
Well, I think she hurt her knee.
Yeah.
First shot's good.
The details count here, Kendrick Sabati. Yeah, she was wagging her leg in the air. It's kind of interesting. She went down on her right knee. She's fine. First shot up and good. Second shot looks good, and it is 32 now, 16. They doubled them up. 32-16. 2:38 to go. We're really happy to be bringing this JV game to you this morning. Jackson's got it, stumbles to the ground. Actually, that's Lacey Andrews.
Lacey
stumbles
Andrews
to the ground, and there's contact as she was assisted in stumbling to the ground there with a little body contact. And she'll go to the line because, like we said, we're in a 1-1 now. So you've got a chance to score with the clock stopped when you're behind. That's what you want. Great checks out of the ball game. And the first free throw, wow.
That was
great.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, and kabam. That one goes through.
Straight
nothing
in there
to it. Ripped the net on that one. Just flushed it. They flushed the net. Second one
that
is.
Second one was really short
didn't
there.
Didn't flush anything. Got about halfway there.
In the air and just decided to come straight down.
Yeah, well, sometimes gravity's your friend. And sometimes, you know, you forget about it.
Run into some trouble.
Ball there. Turned over on the other end on an empty pass into Paige Lundgren. And Dillingham will get another shot at it here with 224. Yeah, here she comes. Left hand likes to dribble down the left hand side.
There's at the top for a three. Good. Nice shot.
Holy schmoly. That was one of those. No,
for that.
No. Yeah, baby. She knocked home a long three. Didn't expect her to ever even shoot that. 32-20 now.
Paige with
and
the
here goes Paige. She was 10 feet away that time. Had to make kind of a turnaround baby hook. That was beautiful. 34-20.
Holmberg with a steal going for the layup.
Holmberg steals it on the half court and lays it in. Wow, that was a quick 4 points. That took about 5 seconds. 36-20 as Sandpoint answers the Billingham three by Paris. How many points does Paris have now? She's only been in a couple minutes.
Paris
must have five.
6 points.
Six.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, did she. She's got six of the Billingham 20, and she was just in there for a brief time. For a freshman,
for another,
Holmberg goes to the basket, doesn't use the glass. Paige has got it up high, no good.
Right off the bank.
Ball pulled away by a man. We're gonna go with Finkenbinder.
Grace.
Jackson's got it.
Andrew somehow gets the ball at the top, goes for a shot. Grace gets the rebound and puts it back in.
That was a pass.
It didn't look like
we're going to give her the benefit of the doubt. 36-22 now.
Grace
is
a
tally.
Here.
Grace steals it from Gunderson at the midcourt and lays it in.
For, Grace Jackson there.
Yep, nobody ahead of her. She laid it in. That one looked easy. 36-24, a little flurry here from Dillingham. She tried to get another steal. Gracie did, and she stumbled and fell into the standpoint player, Gunderson. She'll go to the line. We're inside of a minute now before half. 56 seconds is all we have. 36-24. Dillingham within 12. But Sandpoint here can pull ahead back to where they were. If she can make both of these, there you go. First one's not home, and that gives them 37, them being Sandpoint. Misses the second, chased down in the corner by Lopez, knocked out of bound by Lundgren. Dillingham will have it. We're inside of a minute, like we say. And then the teams can go in and make adjustments, right? Like you try to do at halftime.
Yeah.
Here's Finkenbinder way up high. She double-teamed, so
there.
Somebody's got to be open. Lopez was so wide open, you just couldn't believe it, but nobody could see her. Ball tied up, and it'll go to Sandpoint. There's one thing that happens with inexperienced players. I don't know if you've thought of this, but it happens a lot. On the other end of the floor, Holmberg's going to take it to the hole and shoot it. Rattles way around and then won't fall for. Pulled away by man. Here comes Finkenbinder. She's going to try to go all the way. There's a little contact. Gives it to Lopez. And then she tried to give it back to Finkenbinder and turned it over. And here's what happens. So when you get into a little bit of a crowd when you're inexperienced and you get defended with either, could be even one person, but normally when you're kind of trapped, you bend over. You take the ball and you protect it, and you bend over. Then you can't see anything. And then everybody else comes and starts guarding you. And nothing good comes about from that bending over. You forget to pivot and look around you. You have to pivot and protect the ball. 37-24, ball goes in. Lopez turns around. Oh, she had a good angle, but it wouldn't go for her. Pulled away by Paige, and they were going to go the other direction, but Finkenbinder tips it away. She's got it. Tries to make an empty pass to man.
Shot from Lacey Andrew at the three. No good.
That would have been huge as you heard the buzzer go off, and Dillingham got a nice look at it from three-point land. And it looks like some of the Dillingham students that were in here watching this game maybe had a free period or something when that buzzer went off. They're hitting the road. We lost a third of our crowd. If you are here and you're just sitting around drinking coffee or watching Fox News, we'll turn that thing off and come down and watch some basketball. This is where the action is.
It's going to be happening all day.
Live and in living color. And I don't think you can get a chili dog yet. I don't think the student store is open.
No,
but you wouldn't eat that
over.
For breakfast anyway, would
I
you?
I wouldn't eat that.
Would you ever eat that? If you were camping, would you eat that?
If I was camping, probably.
breakfast?
Yeah, a chili dog.
Would you? Have you ever eaten a can of Vienna sausages?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, that's an experience. It's right there with the smoke flavored spam.
Spam.
You actually will eat things when you're camping. Point is that you might not eat for Sunday dinner at your house, right?
Yeah.
37-24. It's halftime. And Point Lady Eagles and the Dillingham Girls JV. This has been a fun game to watch. I would say that the Dillingham Girls JV are playing really well, and they're hanging tough against a pretty good varsity team from Sandpoint.
I mean,
they're not getting embarrassed, and they're getting
the
ball up the court, and they've made some good baskets. They've done some good things. And so Dillingham folks, really, it's impressive what the JV is doing and how well coached they are and so forth. You got to build that up a little bit, make the JV look as good as you can. Mm-hmm. They look fine. Sandpoint, with the strength of Paige Lundgren and
Holmberg,
there's not much. They can score the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if the JV will be able to stem that tide.
Paige, that second quarter, was able to score.
Let's look at some numbers.
Yeah.
You're the maestro of the numbers. So tell me what you crunched over there.
You're
the accountant of the up here in the booth.
So on the Sandpoint side here, Paige Lundgren was able to score 9 points that second quarter, and the Holmberg crew they were able to score a couple 2 points, but yeah, those are the main scores there on that side.
How many points does Alexia Holmberg have?
She has 5 points, actually. She has 7 points.
And how many points does Lindsay Holmberg have?
Well, she has 3 threes and 6 threes. She's got 16 points starting off this first half.
16 and a half.
So over half.
16
half
and a half.
10 points.
Wow, yeah. That's okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And then Paige Lundgren picks up a lot of the rest of it.
Nine there. She's got 11 total.
She's got nine. Okay, so let's look at the other side.
Yeah, on the Wolverines here, Ferris came in that second quarter and was able to score 6. And Katrina Finkenbinder made her free throw. She got 2 points there. Lacey Andrew got one. But, yeah, Ferris Johnson came in with 6 points right there, and Grace also. Their points are pretty spread out along the team there. But, yeah, they were able to score 15 points that whole quarter compared to Sandpoint with 16 total. So they kept up with them pretty well.
Yeah, the JV doesn't have that one player that they can go to time and time again to take a shot. Which is good in a lot of ways. They have to share the ball, look for the open player. Finkenbinder does a lot of the ball handling, bringing the ball up the court.
She's
just a little smaller, but she's steady with the dribble. Dribbles with her head up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a lefty.
She is, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think lefties are a little bit trickier to guard or to play against?
I think they are, just because just about everybody is right-handed and they always go to, the same side. And then when they're guarding a left-handed player, for example, left-handed people usually go left-handed, to the left side. So it's tricky, and their shots are different,
Would be a huge advantage for a player at any level to be able to go left or right. You wouldn't be predictable, right?
Yeah.
You'd be able to go equally skilled either direction.
Your defender would have a hard time, yeah.
Yeah, and she can go to her right a little bit, for such a young girl. I don't know what year in school she might be, but she's a good ball handler.
She's a freshman this year.
Okay. 5:37 to go in our halftime here before we start the second half, so we're going to go back to the studio. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be back with you in about 5 minutes.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation. Hometown Values and Service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
All right, we are at halftime with our live coverage of high school basketball. We have the Lady Eagles facing off against the JV team from Dillingham. Don't worry, The full varsity team will be faced off tonight. Lady Eagles will be heading up against the Dillingham varsity at 7 p.m. The boys will go at 8:30. Following this game at approximately 11:30, we'll have the boys facing off the Dillingham JV, and everybody gets a morning workout. One other note, got a call from the clinic, and Eastern Aleutian Tribes is inviting you to come on down and meet your team of healthcare providers at the Sandpoint Clinic today from 11 to 2 p.m. That's today, Friday, January 24th. Now, this is the big bonus. You not only get to meet your healthcare providers, say hi, check in, see who's going to be helping you out if you need to go to the clinic. Pizza and refreshments are provided. So, if you got a moment, go on down there. You might even be able to skip out on a lunch break and go and get some free pizza down at the clinic, maybe something to drink. And they'll have a round table, and you can get a chance to meet and greet with the healthcare providers that the clinic has for you. Moving on, we're going to give another shout out to the people and the companies that help make community radio possible.
Sandpoint Generating would like to encourage parents to make their home into a library. Early vocabulary has been linked to later reading comprehension skills, especially in young children. It is important that you read to your young children. They'll thank you for it later. This message is sponsored by Sandpoint Generating, providing Sandpoint with the power to spark creativity and learning. Reading. It's a skill we all take for granted, and our friends at the Peter Pan Corporation would like to change that. Studies have shown strong oral language skills are the basis for literacy development in young children. So please, read to your children at a young age. You both will be better for it. This message is sponsored by the Peter Pan Corporation to keep the Aleutians East Borough educated and thriving.
Alrighty, we are waiting for this halftime to round up. In the meantime, we're going to go to a little bit of music right here. One more shout-out, round of applause for the people that are helping keep this nonprofit radio above water.
The programming that you're listening to has been sponsored by the Aleutians East Borough. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Shoemaking Corporation, Precision Airlines in Sandpoint, and Island Marine Surveyors. Also, a thank you for the sponsorship of Sandpoint Generating, the Shoemaking Corporation, TelAlaska, and also thank you to the City of King Cove and the King Cove Corporation. Thank you to the Newton family and Alan Letty's Car Rental in Cold Bay, to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, and finally, thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation for their support of KSDP.
Sometimes whiskey, sometimes pills, silly things I need to get my thrills. Sometimes women are like cocaine, got to have them more and more every day. Yeah, the man in the mirror ain't no man like I ought to be. Tell me why can't I see when the devil gets the best of me? I've left parties, but they've been. I know how to lose some real good friends. I get angry, I stay mad. Can't get happy with this life I have. Yeah, the man in the mirror.
Ready to do that, wants to try that.
Do my best, do my
and,
best.
Well,
starting off the third quarter here, with the JV team here with 24 points and Sandpoint with 37. Ball goes into Katrina Finkenbinder here at the top. Lindsay Hoburn's Gardner there. You're on the left side. Grace has the ball. Oh, we got a travel call. Sandpoint picked the ball there. 7:50 on the clock here. Scott Gunderson bringing down the ball to Lexi Holmberg here at the three. Shoots it a little short. Got a rebound by Sandpoint there. Alexa Holmberg gets 2 points. You're looking a little slow there, Mike.
Well, I have to think. I have to find the name, and I have to think. I am slow.
I'm talking about the girls.
But, you know, oh, the girls.
Yeah.
You were watching me try to take a note here.
Lindsay Holmberg gets the rebound here, brings the ball down the floor, gets an easy layup there. 24-41, about 7 minutes left here in the third quarter.
Yeah, they used to say grandma's slow, but she's old. So I was going to say, I have a reason here. I'm a grandpa.
We're trying to think and find it here with the ball at the top. Looks inside to Grace Jackson. Grace Jackson kicks it out to Lacey Andrew for the shot. It's a little short. Ball's bounced around there at the bottom. Looks like the ball's going to go to the Wolverines here. Or, excuse me, Sandpoint Eagles.
I'm actually keeping a little tally here on turnovers because I've been a little bit curious what those numbers might be. It's just a number, but I want to look at it. So
ball to Lindsay Holmberg in the corner here for another three short. Paige gets the put back, gets a foul.
It's like Klaus is in there.
We haven't
seen her in the first half.
She was able to check in there.
Didn't the foul get called on her?
I believe it did.
It doesn't.
Or 24 here.
Yeah, they're not.
The foul was called on Trenna there. First shot, 10 points, no good.
I was going to say they're not up to speed on that board, I don't think. I'm not sure. He can't count on it.
Gotcha.
Got a timeout in the action, as I believe.
And we had some
In. Well, it looked like a timeout because five players went over to
Sandpoint. Sandpoint's got another shot here.
It's the platoon, platoon system going on there.
24-42 here. Sandpoint with the lead. 6:30 left with the clock. Ariana Woods brings down the ball on the left side. Kicks it out to Kylie Klaus here. In the left corner, gets a little stuck. Throws the ball straight to Sandpoint. Lindsay Holmberg bring down the ball. They decided to set it up here. Alexa Holmberg with the ball there inside. Passes it to Lindsay Holmberg. Up for the shot. Got another foul on the Wolverines.
Yeah, that one's going on Klaus, it looks like.
Two shots here. Lindsay Holmberg at the line. Kylie Klaus came in there pretty quick. Dang. First shot's good there. Katrina Finkenbinder checking in back for the game. Second shot's no good. Sandpoint gets the ball. Paige Lundberg there. Passes out to Lindsay. Lindsay's at the top. Shot's no good.
Well, she had the right idea. She was driving the middle, went up to shoot it, and the left-hand ball went flying into the wall there. She just lost the handle on it. But it was touched by a Wolverine. Fortuitous.
Falls into Paige down there, down low, and Kylie Klaus gets another foul there.
Klaus is making her presence known in there.
Two fouls there, yeah. 24-43 is the score here with 10 points still in the lead. 5 minutes left on the clock there, 5:50. First shot by Paige is no good.
You may not believe this, but I once saw a college player foul out in 3 minutes.
In 3 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Point guard.
Second shot's good by Lundberg there.
He was rather aggressive.
Makes sense, yeah. Finkenbinder bringing down the ball
real quick
here.
The coach probably sent him in to stop that guy. You know?
Katrina passes it to Caden Stray there, and it slips out of her hands, goes out of bounds. It's going to be Sandpoint ball. Scores 24-44. Eagles are still in the lead here. About 5:30 left on the clock. Finkenbinder with a touch. Sandpoint recovers the ball. We got Ariana Wilson down there below. Paige gets the ball somehow. Tries to throw up a shot. Goes behind the backboard. and out of bounds.
They're
kind of running the ball down here. Straight on the left side, goes up for the shot. No good. Parrish down there with the rebound, I see. Kylie Klaus with the ball up the top here in the right corner. Ball goes down to Kate Stree in the right corner for a three-point shot. A little short there. Sandpoint picks up the rebound. Lindsay Holberg bring down the ball here on the right side. Looks like they're resetting there. 24-44 here. See if they can get some points on the board. Holmberg on the top right side there. Drives it in. Can't get a shot there. Kicks it out to Gunderson. Into Page. Page goes up for the shot. No good. Sam Point with another rebound. Holmberg at the top here on the right side. Looks like they're trying to reset everything. Gunderson with the ball. Katrina gets a touch. Standpoint recovers the ball here. Gunderson on the right side. Kicks it in. Delamanan gets a touch. Tries to steal the ball. Looks like it's a jump ball here. Going to go to Standpoint.
Dillingham all of a sudden with a little bit more defensive pressure, given the Sandpoint girls some trouble, trouble pushing them outside of their comfort zone a little bit on their offensive set.
Gunderson with a shot gets fouled. She'll be at the line here.
That one might have been Andre, I can't tell, or Finkenbinder. We'll see if they...
Looks like we got the bench checking in here, too, for the Wolverines. Scores 24-45. That first shot for Gunderson was good. We got 4 minutes on the clock here.
For yeah, they're subbing them in five at a time now, keeping everybody fresh, I guess, keep up that defensive pressure.
Delana Mann was able to stand there. Gunderson at the line again. Second shot's no good. We got Sandpoint with the touch and out of bounds, so it's going to go to the way Wolverines here.
Dillingham has not scored yet in this third quarter.
Well, they got the ball now. They're bringing it down. Let's see if they can get something.
Yeah, let's hope they can get on track here. 4 minutes gone by in the third
quarter. Grace Jackson in the corner kicks it out. Couldn't see where that was going, but they were able to recover the ball. Grace Jackson with the jump shot here. No good. And Sam Point with another rebound, but looks like he got a jump ball there at the bottom. 24-45. Score here. Ball goes into Delana Mann. She gets stuck there at the bottom. Another jump ball. We go to Sandpoint Eagles. A lot of jump balls all of a sudden.
we had three inside of a minute, didn't we?
I believe so. Ariana Wilson goes in for the drive. No shot. Paige goes up with another put back and gets fouled. She'll be at the line.
Yeah, one of the things that happens with the Sandpoint girls is that when they drive in on any side, left or right, to take a shot, the teammates go in on the weak side, ready for the rebound.
Mm-hmm.
Paige has been doing that all game. Got a lot of putbacks. Misses the first free throw, but she'll have another chance. So, point being is they just have a lot of offensive putbacks. Misses the second also.
Grace Jackson with that nice rebound here. And Amber Logan bringing down the ball on the left side. Passing it to Grace again. We got a double dribble on this side for the Lady Wolverines.
That was an over and back, but referee blinked, I think. Didn't see it. 45-24, Sandpoint still well in control of this game with a 21-point lead. We're in the third quarter, 3:23.
Kay Lopez with a touch there.
Guess what? Jump ball.
Another one.
That's four. I should be keeping that stat.
You have the tallies on that one?
Might be setting records here. No, but I've got a mind for it. That's four.
Delana Mann gets the ball. Nice shot. No good. Didn't hit the rim there. Ball bounced around. Sandpoint gets the ball. Gunderson bringing it down. Passes it all the way down to Wilson down there, right near the basket. Nice shot. Easy 2 points there.
Wow, that took a sharp eye to see her all the way down there alone like that.
Yeah.
Good pass.
24-47 with just about 2.5 minutes left here. We got 2:45 on there. Wolverines with the ball here on their side. Grace Jackson gets the ball at the top. Kicks it into Kay Lopez down low. She shoots it. No good. Amber Logan gets the rebound, passes it out to Grace Jackson, and she's able to pick up a foul from the standpoint player and Ariana Wilson there. 24-47 still on the clock.
She went to the line. I don't think she was shooting, was she?
I think it was on the ground, actually.
Are the refs going to bite for this? They are.
Was she shooting?
Are you kidding me? No. But let's say she was. Because we have to.
Kylie Klaus checking in for the game here. And
still can't break that goose egg in this quarter, although we're from the free throw line now. This is the first one. Come on, put this one in. 47-24. Sometimes it's that first point is important to score. Not going to happen there.
Clock,
missed
no
another
good.
Free
another
throw.
Another shot by Grace Jackson. Still no good. Grace gets the rebound, but loses the ball with a double dribble there. Gonna
well,
the Eagles here.
Well, we're trying. Does trying count?
Yes. As long as you're trying, yeah.
Well, you never give up no matter what the situation is.
Alexa Holmberg down there at the bottom is able to get the ball in and a nice easy 2 point play.
Nobody back to
Nobody
inbound
back
the ball to.
Nobody back to get the ball there on the
way. Ooh, that was lucky they got
Lindsay
it inbound in time.
Right behind Lacey Andrew there and steals the ball. She goes for the shot at the three and gets fouled by Kayla Lopez there. She's got three shots at the line. 24-49 with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Kayla Lopez's second personal foul. And the first shot for Holmberg is good. 24-50 is the score here. Second shot also goes in. That's an easy 2 points. Caden Stray checking in the game for Lacey Andrew there. Third and final shot here at the line. Goes in. That's 3 points for the Eagles there. 24-52 with 2 minutes left.
Can we call that a three-pointer?
3 points? I would say it's just, well, wow, Caden Stray goes into the drive, gets an easy layup there. 2 points on the board for the Lady Wolverines. 26-52. We've got a minute 40 left here. Holmberg with the ball at the right corner here. Kayla Lopez with the steal. Standpoint gets another touch and recovers the ball. Gunderson at the three on the right side. Too short. Standpoint gets the rebound. Shot up. No good. Ariana Wilson was able to catch another rebound and get it put back with 2 points there. 26-54 in the third quarter. We got about a minute 10 left here. Caden Stray bringing down the ball on the right side. Dishes it into Kylie Klaus, which is she drives inside, goes into the layup, misses, gets her rebound, puts it back. Another 2 points for the Lady Wolverines here, 28-54, a minute left here. Gunderson with the ball at the top, kicks it into Alexa Holmberg. Kayla Lopez with another steal. Standpoint recovers the ball, though. The ref calls the travel here. It's going to be the Lady Wolverines ball coming down here with 47 seconds left on the clock. Coach Klaus is pushing them to pick up their speed here. Caden Stray loses the ball. They're all on the floor. Standpoint recovers the ball, picks up a foul in the process. 28-54 still here. Lady Wolverines with 7 fouls here. Holmberg will be at the line for 1-1 here. 34 seconds left on the clock for the third quarter.
Well, Lindsay Holmberg just made 3 in a row. She's actually 4 out of 5 this quarter. She's been to the free throw line 2 different times, and she's been pretty consistent. If they would have had that yesterday, they'd have won that close game. Couldn't have said anything about it, though. She missed that one.
Ariana Wilson gets a shot here on the right side. Miss. Holmberg gets the putback with 2 points on that left side. 28-56 with 15 seconds left here on the clock, just about. Gaten Stray brings it down on the left side. Gets a turnover here. Recovers the ball. Kylie Bosfeld on the right side for the layup. Shot's good. 30-56 with 2 seconds left here. See if Samson can get a shot. Not bad. 30-56 ending the third quarter here to start off the fourth.
All right, you want to hear about it?
I want to hear about it, yeah. What's the point here?
Yeah, I'm glad you're still curious. Sandpoint has been able to consistently score the ball. They scored 21 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second. And in that quarter, that third quarter, they had 19. Most of the damage, it was shared across five different players scored in that quarter. Alexa Holmberg had 4. Lindsay Holmberg, on the other hand, had 8 points of the 19, and Ariana Wilson had 4. Gunderson had 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, and Paige Lundgren had 2 points, both from the free throw line. She was 2 for 6 from the free throw line. On the Dillingham side of the ball, Kylie Klaus came in and played all of that quarter, I think. She had a couple of personal fouls to kind of get herself warmed up, and then she made 2 baskets for 4 points. And then Caden Gray added a basket for 2 points for her on her tally. That's her first basket of the game. Dillingham only scored 6 points in that entire quarter, and they did it all in the last 2 minutes.
The last 2 minutes to see what they can do.
But here's an interesting stat. Here's an interesting stat to me. Dillingham JV had 11 turnovers, and Sandpoint had 3.
Those turnovers are...
So that's going to give the Sandpoint a lot more opportunities, right? Just a lot more opportunities.
Looks like there's more energy on the court here with the last quarter left. Overcash was able to shoot a 3.
You kind of expect that from JV, though. You know, they're going to turn it over more. It's just the way it is.
Harris with the rebound after a shot didn't go into the... The Eagles goes into the layup, misses it. Alexa Holmberg gets the rebound, and Wilson ends up bringing down the ball here. Holmberg at the 3 in her corner there, misses it. Page with the rebound, goes out of bounds. It'll go to the Wolverines here. 30-56 here in the fourth quarter. 7 minutes and 15 seconds left here. Just starting. Ball goes in to Grace Jackson there. She goes for a shot. Doesn't go in. Sandpoint gets the rebound. They're bringing down the ball here now. Wilson gets a wide open drive there. Still doesn't go in there. Sandpoint recovers the ball with a rebound. Alexa Holmberg goes in for a drive there and gets 2 points and gets fouled. So she'll be at the line here. 30-58. The score here. That's Kira Lopez's third personal foul here, adding on 8 fouls for the Wolverines here as a team. Shot goes in. That's 3 points for the Eagles there. 30-59. Thingenbinder brings down the ball here on the right side. Gets a stuck. Passes it in. Sandpoint gets the ball. Holmberg, Lindsay Holmberg bringing down the ball on the left side here. Gets a double dribble there. Ball go to the Lady Wolverines here. Coach Klaus is getting them girls to move around there. Grace Jackson on the right side goes in for the drive. Seems like she's about to lose the ball. Passes it out to Finkenbinder. Back to Grace Jackson, goes up for the shot. It's good. That's 2 points for the Wolverines. 32-59. 6:15 on the clock. Sandpoint gets another drive down here. Lindsay Holmberg gets an easy layup there. 2 points. 32-61. 6 minutes on that clock. Finkenbeiner gets stuck here at the right top corner. She's able to dish it out to Amber Logan at the top left side. Sandpoint gets a touch and the Sandpoint Eagles are able to get a touch there and a steal, drive it down, get the shot. They're all catching their own rebound. Goes out of bounds on the Wolverines, and it'll stick with the Sandpoint Lady Eagles here.
Yeah, they're all shaking their heads. They had 3-point blank layups there, and they couldn't get one of them to go. Cellophane bridge. Sometimes that ball just won't go in. There's no explaining it. 61-32. Timeout in the action. How do you like doing play-by-play?
I like it.
Is it tiring?
No, it's just like I don't want to say too much, and I feel like I'm not saying enough at the same time.
You get a little feel for it, for better or worse, but you'll get a feel for it. But you notice I'm not bailing in to try to talk over you. I'm letting you sink or swim. It's fun. It's fun.
It is.
It's fun to follow
like
the ball.
It.
You get to talk a little more. 61-32. We're a little less than halfway through the fourth quarter. And Dillingham has 2 points this quarter, and Sandpoint has 5. So it's kind of, this game has been pretty consistent throughout, as Sandpoint just kind of keeps stretching out the lead now. They're up almost 30-29. But Dillingham, you know, they're playing well. People are coming in and contributing. They're playing hard defense.
I
think if you were trying to predict how this game might have gone, it's just about what you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
And a JV against a varsity, this is probably the norm. What's really cool about Dillingham JVs, boys and girls, is so many kids are playing. That says a lot about the coaches.
Yeah.
Who make that?
Alexa Holmberg was able to get it.
Alexa
shot
Holmberg,
down
fancy,
there for 2 points.
Fancy that. They scored again inside.
Wolverine's got the ball here down on the left side. Grace goes up for the shot, doesn't go in. Sandpoint gets the rebound, chucks the ball down to Holmberg here, and she gets an easy layup.
With the left hand.
Left hand
that time. Like seeing that.
Turnover here, somehow at the top with Fingenbinder. Holmberg gets the ball, another 2 points down there.
Is that Lindsay again?
62-67. Yeah. 4:55 on the clock here.
Lindsay has 6 and Alexa has 5. They've done all the scoring for Sandpoint in the fourth quarter.
Ball goes to Grace Jackson on the right side. She dishes it to Fingenbinder for the 3. Shoots it, no good. Harris gets the rebound. Nice 2 points. Nice putback. Fingenbinder with the touch here goes out of bounds. Sandpoint wasn't really paying attention there. 34-67, 4:35 on the clock. Coach Klaus calls the timeout here. The crowd's leaving here. Bell's ringing.
Well, I think they're allowing some of the Dillingham students to come in and watch.
Mm-hmm.
Part of a game or half of a game or something, and they file in by big crowds file in and big crowds file out as the class bell rings. So we noticed that. They all kind of filed by in front of us. We've got the best seat in the house up here, though. We're up in the rafters.
Yes, that's for
and,
sure.
And the rafters course. Aren't that far away in a high school gym. So we've got a good view. We're here at the 50-yard line, so to speak. 4:35 to go, fourth quarter. This game's getting ready to close down, and the Dillingham JV girls have put up a good fight. They've hustled. They've supped a lot. One positive point is everybody's getting a chance to play.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
And the points are pretty spread out on the Wolverine side there.
Yeah, that's right. Paris Johnson just scored. That's her first basket in the second half. 67-34.
With a little press here. Sandpoint gets around them. Wilson's driving down the ball. Kicks it out to Lindsay Holmberg for the 3. No good. Looks like Sandpoint got the last touch on that ball. Out of bounds. So it's going to go to the Wolverines here. Finkenbinder bringing down the ball here. Grace on the left, dishes it out, kicks it in inside. Amber Logan gets the ball, shoots, goes above the backboard here. Tia Lopez gets the rebound and goes for a shot and gets fouled there. She'll be at the line for 2 shots.
That nice rebound is going to earn Lopez a chance to go to the free throw line and shoot a couple of shots as she tried to go with the putback and was hit in the shooting arm. The ball went backwards. First shot is up and rattles around and falls to the right. Didn't get that one to go. Let's see if she can talk that second one into going in. 67-34, about 4 minutes to go.
Checks in for the game here for Alexa.
Give or take. 4-4, 11.
Second shot's no good.
Nope.
Thinkenbinder catches the rebound here. Dawana Mann goes for the shot and gets fouled. She'll have two shots.
Okay.
Let's see if they can get these in if they keep getting fouled like that. First shot short. So the Lady Wolverines here. Dawana Mann's at the line. Lacey Andrew checks in for the game. Takes out Amber Logan. 34-67 is the score here. 4 minutes left on the clock.
Yes.
Second shot is good.
Yes.
35-67.
That breaks the spell. They're 1-for-4 this quarter. Good to see that one go down. 67-35.
Gunderson bringing on the ball here to the standpoint Lady Eagles. Overcash brings the ball on the right side. Dishes it out. Falls to Lindsay Holmberg here in the right corner again. Gunderson dishes it inside to Paige Lundberg, goes up for the shot, no good. Grace Jackson catches that rebound, starts driving the ball down on the right side here. Goes all the way in, goes for the shot, it's good. That's 2 points for Lady Wolverines, 37-67. 3.5 minutes left on the clock here. Sandpoint chucks the ball down to Overcash, goes up for the layup on the left side, no good.
Jackson is everywhere.
Jackson
rebounding,
rebound
dribbling,
again.
Scoring.
Thinkenbinder in the right corner here. Passes it into the standpoint near the Eagles, and they'll bring the ball down on the right side. Shot's no good. Lady Wolverines got a foul there. Their ninth team foul. Overcash will be at the line shooting two. 37-67 with 3 minutes left in this fourth quarter. First shot, good. Alexa Holmberg and Amber Logan checking for the game here. Take out Grace Jackson. Grace had some numbers on the board there for a second. Second shot's no good. Lindsay gets the rebound. Gets a put back there for the Wolverines.
Everybody was frozen except
for
her.
37.
One out of ten 70. Were paying attention, right?
Ball gets dished into Dawana Mann there. Lopez gets the put back. No good. Sam Point catches the ball. They're bringing it down. Holmberg there. Passes it to Wilson. Wilson goes up for the shot. No good. Wilson gets her own rebound there. Gunderson at the top with the ball. Dishes it inside to Paige for the shot. No good. She gets her rebound. Puts it back. That's 2 points for her. 37-72 with the Eagles in the lead here. About 2:15 on the clock here. Finkenbinder's bringing down the ball for the Wolverines. Passes to Lacey Andrew. Gets a touch. Goes out of bounds. Wasn't quite there yet. Overcash, she's checked out of the game here. Eagles are bringing down the ball. On the right side here, dishes it to Holmberg on the corner. Goes up for the shot and drive, no good. Paige gets the rebound, put back, no good. Thinkenbinder gets the rebound and a touch there, brings down the ball. Kicks it to Lacey Andrew, she's driving in on the right side. Loses the ball, Sandpoint picks it up. Dishes it down to Wilson. She gets an easy layup there, misses it. Thinkenbinder gets the rebound here. Bringing the ball down again on the left side. She's a lefty for sure. Gets the ball to Amber Logan. She passes it into Lacey Andrew, and Sam Point gets a touch and a steal there. Holmberg brings down the ball and gets an easy layup on the left side again there. 37-72 is the score here with about a minute. Minute 15 left for the fourth quarter. Wolverines with the ball at the top. On the left side here, looks like they're going to get stuck. Thinkenbinder goes around them for the shot at the three. Short. Looks like it was going to go in there. Gunderson's bringing on the ball here on the left right side. Dishes it to Alexa Holmberg for the shot. Doesn't go in there. Sam Point gets their own rebound again here. Ball's at the top on their side here. 45 seconds left here. Lacey Andrew with a foul on Wilson here. Got 10 team fouls there, so she'll be at the line for sure. 37-72 here. That's four personal fouls for Lacey Andrew there. First shot's good. 37-73. Grace Jackson checks in the game for Kayla Lopez here. We got a timeout here. What are the numbers looking like, Mike?
Which kind of numbers?
So these last quarter numbers here.
You're assuming that I'm keeping track over here. All right, let me
what
give you
the
turnovers.
Yeah, there we go.
Let's talk TOs. This quarter, Sandpoint only has one turnover. That's impressive.
That's not bad.
And Dillingham has cut way back. They had 11 in that third quarter, and right now, currently in the fourth quarter, with only 40 seconds to go, they have five. So they're taking care of the ball a little bit better. It could be said that the defenses are a little, yeah, that's part of it, but maybe the defense is a little less intense right now. Two people are backing off just a hair. 75-37 on the scoring side of the thing, the Holmbergs are, again, continuing the onslaught as Lindsay Holmberg has 10 points so far this quarter, and Alexa Holmberg has five.
Wilson at the line for her second shot here. And it's good, 37-76, with 40 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Wolverines are going to bring down the ball. Thinkenmeyer driving down on the right side. She's able to pick up a foul here. 14 foul for the Eagles here. Still on the man, passes the ball into Thinkenbinder. She kicks it out to, Grace Jackson. Grace Jackson goes up for the shot. No good. Gets a rebound. Put back. Still no good. Wolverines are able to pick up that rebound. Grace gets another shot. No good. We got a jump ball here at the bottom.
Good effort from Dillingham. They had four tries from underneath the basket that possession. And they're not done yet. They still have the ball.
Thinkenbinder gets the ball on the left side. Dishes it to Grace. She goes up for the shot. Still no good. Wolverines pick up that rebound. Can't get that shot in. Joanna Mann stuck at the bottom here. Kicks it out. Dishes it to a Sandpoint player, Lindsay Holmberg. She goes into the left side drive. Shot's no good. And that's going to be the game here. 37-76 with the Eagles with the win there. Wasn't too bad, I'd say. They were both... cool to see the JV play. They definitely showed up today, and so did the Eagles. So look at those numbers there.
37-76. You got to keep breaking it down here for a minute. Let me make a couple of notations.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Up next, I think we have the Sandpoint boys going against our JV. So that should be exciting here in the next few minutes.
Yes, let's talk about the day here. We finally got a new schedule, so... we got here bright and early with the old schedule in hand, found out we were looking at old news. So we were surprised that we had Dillingham JVs here in the morning. Glad to see it. Glad to bring them to you because
thank
we don't
you.
Get to do that very often. So we just had Dillingham JV against Sandpoint Varsity. That was our first game of the day, obviously, 10 o'clock game. That's a girls' game. So now we're going to do the same two teams, Dillingham JV and Sandpoint Varsity. And this is a... boys game. So that's our first two games. We won't overwhelm the audience with the rest of the day yet because there's a lot more to come after that. Let's look at the stats on this game. Final score once again, Sandpoint 76, Dillingham JV girls 37. Let's take a look at some overall numbers here. First, let's talk about the quarter scoring. You know, Sandpoint scored consistently throughout. We mentioned that earlier. They got 21 points the first quarter, 16 the second, 19 the third, and in the fourth they got 20. That was their second highest scoring quarter, mm-hmm. but very consistent throughout the game. Never really had a down moment, so to speak. Yeah,
key there,
a lot of consistency. Dillingham didn't score quite as well in the second half as they did the first.
Mm-hmm.
They had 9 and then 15, second quarter being a big quarter for them. They got 15 as Grace Jackson kind of got going, and Paris Johnson made some big shots. And then Dillingham in the third and fourth quarter, they scored 6 and then 7 in that last quarter. And 4 of that 7 came from Grace Jackson. Grace Jackson finished the game with 8 total points on the Dillingham side. Cadence Gray had 2, and Paris Johnson had 7. Kylie Klaus had 4, all in the third quarter. Delana Mann got on the board with 1 point. I take that back. She had a couple baskets to start the game. Remember that far back?
I do, yes.
You have a young mind. You remember that. 5 points for Mann. I really shortchanged her. She got the game started. And Katie Lopez had 3 tally for the game. And that was the total for the Dillingham scoring, for a total of 37 points. On the other side of the ball, I haven't had a chance quite yet to tally up Lindsey Holmgren. There's a lot of marks on the board here, so you can talk about what's happening the rest of the day here for a minute while I tally these up quickly.
No, yeah, we got the boys here warming up. We got Sam Point Eagles here playing against our Dillingham JV. And after that, we should be watching the Alleghenigik Girls go against Bristol Bay. That should be an exciting game also to watch. But just checking out the JV here on our side, they had an exciting game yesterday against Alleghenigik, and that was cool to see. Big numbers. Great to see the bench up and out. And Sam Point's been pretty good this weekend also with, I want to say, 2 wins. They had a pretty successful day yesterday, but you were saying earlier that some of the boys are not feeling too well, and I see a couple of them on the bench there chilling. Jesse Starnes is one of them. I don't know the other guy, but it looks like this should be an exciting game against our JV.
Well, I think Sand Point, you know, they can really score the ball. A lot of guys can score. Starnes scores the most, but looks like he didn't rest down. They're going to give him a little recovery time, get him ready for the game tonight against the which is good, you know. You give some of the other guys a chance to get in a few more minutes. That's what you want to do. Get their confidence level going. So we'll see how that turns out here shortly, as that's going to be our next game on tap here in just a few short minutes. All right, so let's take a look at Sandpoint side. If there's still some people out at Sandpoint tuned in to hear this, Paige Lundgren had 15 points. She's big inside, made a lot of layups.
Yes,
she and
was.
She made 5 free throws, too. Gunderson had 1 point. Wilson had 6. And Overcash had 1. And Alexa Holmberg had 16. And Lindsey Holmberg, I don't think anybody in the tournament scored this many individually. 37 points.
I think she beat the 10 point boys, yeah, for sure. That's quite a bit of points on that board there.
So you have to get ready for this next game. You're going to do the book here for a little bit, and then we'll switch off again if you want to do some more play-by. Glad you've tuned in with us, everybody. We're going to kick back to the studio for 5 minutes, and then Kendra Kapotik and Mike Larson will be back with you for this upcoming boys game. Thanks, everybody.